Police officer shoots lightly armed immigrant is not convicted of murder. It's happened in Pasco, Washington, and elsewhere in the United States, and in Toronto, Canada, where this week a jury returned its verdict. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good to talk to you, Bill. This is a strange case and one that Canadians are still scratching their heads over the day after the verdict.
What happened on that Toronto streetcar?
Yeah, so it was Toronto streetcar, summer of 2013, young man, 18 years old, out of control, stoned on ecstasy and armed with a switchblade, and a police officer tries to subdue him, fails, and shoots him. Nine shots in two separate volleys, and that matters, kills him. The whole thing is caught on a YouTube video, which is posted almost immediately, so the story takes on the kind of drama that you get on these things, and it's taken a while for the case to work its way through the courts. It's a jury verdict, Bill, and in Canada, juries are not allowed to say anything about their reasons for doing anything. So we have a verdict. The prosecutors gave the jury two choices, second-degree murder or manslaughter, or attempted murder.
Yes, how could this officer get convicted of attempted murder when the gunshots killed Sami Yateem?
Yes. So they did, as you say, attempted murder. The consensus that has emerged from people who followed the trial closely and listened to the arguments from both sides is that the jury concluded that the officer, given the circumstances, was entitled to use deadly force. And shot him. But the second volley of shots, so the first volley of shots is three. The fellow is then down on the floor of the streetcar, dying. And the officer, after a pause of about 11 seconds, shoots him six more times. That was excessive. So these charges are a blunt instrument. They don't cover all circumstances. But the general feeling of court watchers is that the jury concluded that the officer was justified in the circumstances to use some deadly force, but that what he did was excessive, and that's why they convicted him of attempted murder.
Let's get some context here, Vaughn. In the United States, we are highly aware of police officers' questionable use of force, especially against racial minorities. But how big an issue is this in Canada right now?
Oh, I would say it's a very, very divisive issue. People on the left think the verdict is either ridiculous or inadequate. And on the right, they say that, look, the police officer is justified in using force when someone's out of control on drugs and armed with a switchblade, and that people don't understand the kind of pressures on officers. Head of the Toronto Police Officers Union is saying this will have a chilling effect on policing. The officer, James Forcillo, has been suspended with pay. The verdict will be appealed. There's no sentence yet. We don't know we've got the verdict, but we don't have the sentence. That won't come till May. There will be appeals. The Toronto Police Force have already gone through an inquiry process on this bill and changed a lot of their procedures. There was 84 recommendations. They say that they're going to respond differently in the future. But it's a divisive verdict, but I think a reminder, and I'm sure Americans have been through some of these cases as well, a reminder of just how difficult these cases are. This one was exceptionally difficult.
We've been talking with Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer about the attempted murder conviction, not the murder conviction, of this officer who killed a Syrian immigrant in Toronto on a streetcar that had been emptied of people. You can easy to find, as you said, the cell phone, the YouTube video. Vaughn, thank you for joining us.
Bye-bye, Bill.